Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing the level of bhajan for the devotee. It's a premi. He's attained pure love of God. Of course, this is our aspiration, and we're trying to come to that platform, pure love of God. And he bases his presentation on the last shloka of Shikshastakam, Ashlishiva Parvatam Panashtamam, Adarshanam Amatam Gurutava, Yatatata Vavidatalam Patam, Mapranatasu Sevanaparaha. And for several verses that we've been discussing, from verse 2 until 9, 2 to 8, he's talking about how to attain the prem seva of Radha and Krishna, which is, of course, this is for us, for the ajata rati sadhaka, for the devotee who's not in rati or bhav. Then we have to do sadhana, and our sadhana has to have a particular shape. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is trying to give a shape to the sadhana by giving selected verses from the Rasa Granth, primarily the Bhagavatam, and also from Manashiksha and other books. So we'll read different instructions and then different translations and try to deepen our understanding of his idea. Because this series of verses, he's explaining how prema can develop. Of course, prema is based on progression and bhakti, from anartha nivritti to nishta, and then ruchi, and then asakti, and bhava, then prema. In this chapter, on the highest level, these verses that we're citing, they're relished by the premi bhakta, and he experiences different sattvic bhavs and different ecstatic symptoms in his body and mind when he reads these verses and chants the Maha Mantra. And for us, it's somewhat theoretical because we're in the stage of practicing. So this series of verses is how to become nishta in bhajan, bhajan nishta, how to develop prema. So he cites a verse. This is text 3 of Bhajan Rahasyam. He cites a verse from Manashiksha. Steadiness in bhajan. On this platform, the devotee continues to engage steadfastly in bhajan as shown by Raghunath Das Goswami in his Manashiksha. In other words, this chapter is about prem bhajan, chanting Shuddha Nam, Prem Nam at the level of prema, and what experience the devotee will have by reading these different verses. That's one type of devotee who can study this chapter. And the other type of devotee is us, who are aspiring to reach prema. We can read these verses, and then he's giving some keys in each of these verses, how to very quickly become steady in our practice of devotional service, which he calls bhajan, and attain to Krishna prema. He cites a verse in Pramana Shiksha, number 2. Nadharmam Shruti Gan Niruktam Kilakuru Vraje Radha Krishna Pachura Paricharyam Nihatanu Shashi Sunam Nanishwarapati Sutatve Guruvaram Mukunda Preshtatve Smaraparam Ajastram Nanumana. And I have some different editions of the same book, so we can kind of compare the translations. This, of course, Raghunath Das, we know Raghunath Das is the Prayojan Acharya. He's, in other words, he's as a siddha, he is Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari. He's absorbed in Astakaliya Seva of Radha and Krishna. And it grows Nikunja Vans of Vrindavan, Radhakund, Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari. But then he plays a dual role because he also acts as a sadhaka, Raghunath Das Goswami, Das Goswami. So as a sadhaka, he is the teacher of prema, prem bhajan, prem prayojan. He's the prayojan acharya. Our prayojana is prema. So his teachings, whatever he teaches, are so valuable directions to help us very quickly come to the threshold of bhava and prema. So therefore, all the teachers in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, they very much emphasize the studying of the books of Rupa and Raghunath. I think you've all heard this. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoive Akuti. Akuti means very eager. I should be genuinely eager and enthusiastic, at least to read. I may not be very enthusiastic to chant Hare Krishna. In fact, I fall asleep when I chant. And I may not be very enthusiastic about so many things. But this one aspect, somehow or other, we should generate enthusiasm for Shravana Dasha. Shravana Dasha, which is the Dasha. This is the platform of progress. No hearing, no progress. So the more expert we become at hearing, the more we'll progress in bhakti. So there's quality hearing and non-quality hearing. So quality hearing means that, first of all, we're awake. And many of you may not be awake right now because you had lunch at 1 or 2 o'clock. So this hearing has to be done. First of all, we're conscious, we're awake. And then we're hearing with a desire. We do everything with desire, and desire does everything. Think about that. We should hear with a desire. We should be awake, conscious, and hear with desire, and hear with our heart. A heart ready to serve, and a mind ready to follow. So what the shastras are shaping the content of our desire. So when we hear our desire, yes, I hear with an open mind. We say, we hear this phrase, hear me out. Listen to me with an open mind. So listen to the shastras with an open mind. Hear them attentively. Yes, I'm awake. Because sometimes we get up early, we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, we're very awake. We run around outside in the cold air and jump up and down the corners of the temple room and stuff. And somehow we stay awake. And then it comes time for class. And that's the time when we get a 45-minute snap. Because after all, we did get up early. And we did chant 16 rounds, and that's very good. That's highly recommended, at least. But it's also highly recommended to hear the Bhagavatam with rapt attention. Rapt attention. So attentive that your very life depends on every word that you hear. I'm living from word to word. As the Bhagavatam speaker is speaking, I'm breathing. He speaks 5 words, I inhale. He speaks 5 more words, I exhale. The words of the Bhagavatam become my panchapran. They become my pran. I exist on them. So therefore I should be wide awake to do my pranayama. Right, Yogiraj? You know, if you're sleepy, you can't do pranayama. You have to be a little bit rested, then you can do. Otherwise, nothing works properly. You can't balance. So oftentimes I see the stress of 16 rounds, 16 rounds, 16 rounds. Okay, that's a good start. But what about the stress on attentive hearing? Hearing with proper desire and proper heart and alertness and consciousness, notebook in hand. And certainly I remember in L.A., when Prabhupada was there, and we were also there, and he's giving class, and sometimes the devotees would come and bring a book to class, the Bhagavatam. I remember seeing distinctly when Prabhupada was looking around, he's speaking, and you see someone with a book, and Prabhupada would go. He'd smile at the person who was so much interested in following Prabhupada's book. So these... What Rupa Goswami says and what Raghunath Das Goswami says are so crucial and important for our bhajan, for our prem nam bhajan. Now we're doing bhajan to the level of anartha nivritti, or hopefully nishta. And their instructions are very, very valuable. We have Upadeshamrita from Rupa Goswami, then we have Manashiksha. So I said a few minutes ago, irregardless of what group one is in, whether it's the whatever group, all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they very keenly and tightly study Manashiksha, whether one is in sannyasi or brahmachari, grihastha. So the translation that Raghunath Das Goswami, he's addressing his mind, and everyone knows that who is our best friend and our best enemy? Who is our best friend and our best enemy? The mind. Man. Mind. Have you read this in Bhagavad Gita? Anything like this? What does he say? Krishna says the mind, the human mind can be the best of friends, or the mind can be the worst of enemies. So which is it? You have a friendly mind or an inimical mind? It changes. Sometimes my mind is my friend when he makes plans for getting Mahaprasadam. And then I team up with my mind and I score a big plate of Mahaprasadam. But sometimes my friend is my enemy. And he says, oh, don't eat Mahaprasadam. Go take some bhoga. It's a nice shop here. Get some aloo tikki. It's winter, you're in Chandi Chowk, who's around? It's a famous shop, you know, they have good aloo tikki here. And what about this famous, do you know this jalebi shop was started in 1892? Really? This jalebi shop was opened in 1892? Well, let me make a further investigation, just to see if they're keeping up the standard. Quality check. Give me a dicegram, please. Oh, it's hot too. Sweet and sour. Very, very good. This is very good. This is a very good shop. This is bhoga. So this, the mind is a very tricky friend, and friend come enemy. Today's friend, tomorrow's enemy. So the whole book of Manushiksha is instructions to the mind. Beating to the mind. You have to beat the mind. So he's saying, how is he beating the mind? Listen, my dear mind. To not perform dharma which may produce piety, or adharma which gives rise to sin, that are mentioned in the Shrutis, better that you render profuse loving devotional service to Radha Krishna Yugal, who the Shrutis have ascertained to be the supremely wonderful, topmost truth. Always remember Sachi Nandan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sachi Sunam Nandishwarapati. So that's it, Nandishwarapati. Sachi Sutta. Sachi Sunam. Always remember Sachi Nandan, who is endowed with the sentiments and bodily luster of Sri Radha. Knowing Sachi Nandan to be non different from Nandishwar Pati, this Sri Nanda Nandan, and always remember Sri Gurudev, knowing him to be the most dear to Sri Mukunda. Mukunda Preshta, right? It says here, Mukunda Preshtatve Smaraparam Najasram Nanumana. We pray to Srila Prabhupada, Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya. Krishna Preshta. Krishna Preshta. We have Priya, and then we have Preshta. Preshta means really tight. Really tight relationship. So tight that the Guru has blended with the heart of Krishna. And Krishna has blended with the heart of the Guru. The Guru's heart has become colored by Krishna. Krishna Rag. He's become Rag, Ragatmik, with Krishna. What Krishna wants, I want. What Krishna feels, I feel. What Krishna thinks, I think. What Krishna directs, I follow. This is a guru. Preshta. Preshta alibi sevyamano smarami. We have that prayer by Krishna's Kaviraj describing the yoga pita meditation. What is that prayer? Divyad brindaranya kalpa jumada srimad ratnagara simhasanasto Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Preshta Alivi Sevyamano Smarami. The Preshta Ali. The Preshta Ali means the Preshta Sakis. Who are the Preshta Sakis? There's so many Sakis. So many different categories of Sakis. The Preshta Sakis. Then there's the Parama Preshta Sakis of Radharani. The Priya Sakis, the Pran Sakis, the Nitya Sakis. And then there's the Parama Preshta. Who are the Parama Preshta Sakis? Lalita, Vishaka, Tungavidya, Andileka, Sudevi, Rangadevi, etc. Champak. These are the preshtas. And we're supposed to, and we're told by Krishna's Kaviraj in this meditation on Radha Govinda Yuga, the yoga pit, preshta alibi sevyamano svarami. We should remember the preshta ali. Ali means bee, honeybee, but ali also means gopi. The preshta alis, the preshta sakis. So we should meditate and remember smaranam. We should remember them. Where? At the yoga pit. With whom? Radha Govinda. And they're worshipping them. They're having an arti for them. So here, in this instruction on this, how to attain nishta in bhajan, Raghunath Das Goswami is telling the same thing. Mukunda Prishta Smaraparam. These are the things we should remember. We should not remember our old friends, our old acquaintances, our activities. He's saying we should... What is he saying? Don't be attached to Dharma, just perform Ahoituki Bhakti. Ahoituki Bhakti, Prema, Prema Bhakti, loving service to Radha Krishna Yuga. And then and if you want some support for that, he says the Shrutis are proclaiming this. Even the Shrutis, the personified Vedas, after they had realized and spoken all the glories of Radha and Krishna, then they thought, oh, these are such wonderful topics, such sweet pastimes that we've narrated and we've collected in our body of knowledge, the Shrutis. These are the personified Shrutis. Just like you can say that Vyasadeva is a personified Vedas, Vedanta Krit Veda Vedevacham. Now Vyasadeva has compiled the Vedas, he is the Vedas, he's produced the Vedas. So the Shrutis are they are a body of literature, but they're also personalities, the Shrutis. Everything is personified. So after revealing all this knowledge, then they thought, this is most attractive. The gopis' love for Krishna and Vrindavan is most astounding, it's sweet and charming. And we've spoken of it, but we want to experience it. We actually want to go to Vrindavan and become a gopi. How to do it? So then the Shrutis, they inquired and they said, you have to follow the Brijvasis, you have to follow Rag Marg. So then the Shrutis personified, all great rishis, Shrutis personified, they started doing tapasya, following Rag Marg and the gopis, and they took birth as gopis, the Shrutis. And then they got a chance to dance with Krishna, sakshat darshan with Krishna, a rasa dance. The Shrutis. It's like they're, in other words, they're speaking about, say you're writing guidebooks or something, maybe someone's collecting information on the internet, and he's writing a guidebook to Vrindavan. And he's writing all about Vrindavan, there's so many books, and he's living in Kiev, Ukraine. And he's writing, and after he finishes the book, he thinks, I feel like going to Vrindavan. We have this book, Appreciating Vrindavan Dham. And one godbrother, he said he hadn't been in India in 30 years. And as soon as he came to Vrindavan Temple, I was staying in Gurukul, he immediately came and saw me and he said, Maharaj, I've been in somewhere, but not in Vrindavan for 30 years. And someone gave me this book, which has been around for years. And I read it, and I started reading it at 5 o'clock in the evening. I stayed up all night till sunrise. I read the whole book. And at sunrise, I said, okay, I have to book a ticket to Vrindavan. Yeah. So I was so frustrated because the ticket office doesn't open until 10 a.m. And that was 6 o'clock when the sun rose. I was just saying, and that was the slowest day of my life. From 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. when I could buy an airline ticket to fly from New York to Delhi, it took forever. But I finally made it. And I want to thank you for bringing me back to Vrindavan. Sridham Vrindavan ki jai. So this is the power of Vrindavan. As Krishna has that karshan, shakti, that attractive power, so does Vrindavan. So much attraction in Vrindavan. He just heard about it. Of course he'd been here. Probably was 30-some years ago. But this is the power. So now he's telling us here that we should... The Shrutis are the support for this idea he's giving us. Just serve Radha and Krishna. The Shrutis, so many things in the Shrutis. And they give all these Shrutis. Shrutis are the original Vedas, right? Shrutis, Atharva Veda, Rig Veda, Sama Veda, Yajur Veda. So they produced it all, they manifested it all, and they said, there's a whole lot of knowledge here. And they produced it, and so many people grabbed the Shrutis and ran in different directions. Some people grabbed the shrutis and they became mayavadis. Some people grabbed the shrutis and became, you know, karmavadis. Some people grabbed the shrutis and they went to Vaikuntha. But what about the shrutis personified? They said, forget all this. Let's go to Vrindavan and become gopis. This is a shrutigan. This is in 10th canto in the Maharas dance. The shrutigan became a group of gopis. Is a shrutigan, the group of personified shrutis. That's a very interesting comment. Atharva Veda, Rig Veda, Sama Veda, Yajur Veda, all these Vedas are the substratum of the entire culture of South India. The entire religious culture of South India is sitting upon the Shrutis and based upon the Shrutis. What's that verse in the Shruti Shrimati Puranadi, not Panchi Achin Vidin Vida? How's it going? I can't think. Hari Bhakti Utpatyaiva Kalpate. Utpatyaiva Kalpate. That if your bhakti is not based in the shrutis, this would be alta dharma. It won't be proper. Upside down. Disturbance in the society of shruti dharas or the followers of the shruti. But it's a very paradoxical thing that the personified shrutis say, oh, we told you all this stuff. And someone says, you're the personified shruti. Yes. What do you think of the shrutis? The shrutis? Gopi Bhava Rasamrita Dilahari Kalola Magno Mu. Gopi Bhav, man, this is the point. Go to Vrindavan and become a gopi. Huh? Then why'd you write all these books? Have a good time, you know. And amuse yourselves, everybody. Amuse yourselves. Keep you busy, though. You're not ready for Gopi Bhav. But if you know as much as we know, then you would follow our path and go to Vrindavan and become a gopi. And the Ras Lila. Very interesting. So he's giving support. They're also saying in the Shrutis, a pure loving service to Radha and Krishna Yugo. Prem Seva Radha and Krishna. This is the topmost endeavor. This is the topmost engagement. There's nothing higher or greater than this. All right. This is one instruction to give to the mind. Listen, snap out of your maya. Stop serving all these illusory masters, beginning with your senses, and start serving Radha Krishna Yugo. Now we're serving Indriya Man Yugo. You know, Indriya Man Yugo, the unity, the divine couple, senses and mind. Who is ruling our lives? My life is ruled by the divine couple, Indriya Mana Yugo. Indriya Mana Yugo, Thakur Indriya Mana? Indriya Man? Thakur Indriya Man Yugo? This is both Adbhuta Vichar. This is amazing consideration. Yes! We're always serving the combination. We're always serving the pair, the couple of the senses and the mind. They're eternally joined for millions of lifetimes. We have to break that bondage, break that marriage. Divorce is painful. The senses say, look, I can't let go. And the mind says, I can't let go. The intelligence comes in and says, let go. The intelligence is the judge. The judge comes in and says, this marriage is null and void. Chant Hare Krishna. So first he establishes, he's speaking to the mind. He says, listen. And then he says, okay, now there's some other things you have to, you understand that this is the Prayojana, nothing more, nothing less than the Prem Seva Radha and Krishna. Then he says, now remember, don't remember your husband, wife, your kitties, your favorite pet, cat, dog, I know your country. He says, you should remember three things here. He says, and then, there's three things you should remember. You should remember Sachinandan. He says, Smara. He's talking about Smara. He says, Smaraparam. We should remember Sachinandan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than, who has the Kanti and Bhava of Radharani. The Mahabhava of Radharani is heart of Mahaprabhu. And the beautiful golden luster effulgence is the color of Mahaprabhu, because that's the color of Mahabhava. Mahabhava is a brilliant, molten golden color, scintillating, reflective, dancing with light pinpoint light points of attraction. This is Mahabhav. Anyone who contacts Mahabhav even sees it from a distance becomes amazed by the effulgent golden color of it all. So therefore that effulgent golden color, just like if someone becomes angry, the heart is boiling, heart is boiling with anger, then the skin takes on a change of color, vaivarnya. Vaivarnya means the face. Like we see some British person in the winter time, they get red cheeks, you know. Maybe you do too. They go in the winter and the white skin is some red comes. Just because of the color, the temperature change. When somebody comes angry, they say, oh, he's turned all red. We have a phrase in English, he turned red with anger. Have you ever heard such a thing? And that isn't. So this means that the position of the heart affects the color of the skin. So this Mahabhav of Radharani that's residing in the heart of Gauranga, it is affecting the color. So there's Bhav and Kanti. First Bhav and then Kanti. The Kanti is this golden color, which is originating from the golden color of Mahabhav. Remember that golden Lord. Remember what he stands for. Remember his activities. Remember his form. Remember his holy name. That's the second thing we should remember. And third thing we should remember is, oh, who is this Sachinandan, this golden Lord? Is he simply a great saint of Bengal that appeared 500 years ago? Or is he something more, something special? He said, oh, you don't know? You don't know. I've already established you should remember him as Radharani. The Bhav and Kanti of Radharani. Mahabhav, Rasaraj, Mahabhav, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Not only that, there's something even more special. He's not different from Nanda Nandan. That's three things we have to remember. These are three instructions, mana shiksha, instructions to the mind. Always remember Radha Krishna Yugal and pray for their prema seva, hear about their prema seva. How are they served in prema? Who serves them in prema? Where do they serve them in prema? And what is the bhav when they serve them in prema? Where they're serving them? This is how to remember Radha Krishna Yugal. And then, because he says we should rather render profuse loving service to Radha Krishna Yugal. So that rendering of service will begin by remembering them. And then by remembering them and doing Nam Bhajan and Bhakti Bhajan, then we'll become qualified to render service, which begins by praying to render service. And then it graduates to thinking about different services. And finally, the qualification comes in Bhav to render the services in the appropriate siddhadeya, to enter there, Lila Pravesh. And in prema, then there's all kinds of, you're serving and experiencing all kinds of sattvic bhavas and anubhavas in the siddhadeya. So this is the first thing. And then the second thing is remember Sachinandan is Radharani's Bhav and Kanti. And the third thing is remember that Sachinandan Gauranga is Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. That's three things for the mind to remember. And the fourth thing is Gurudev. Kripa Bindu Diya. Kripa Bindu. Gurudev. Hey Gurudev. Sri Guru Jai Guru. Sri Guru Jai Guru. Jai Guru. If Krishna can't save you, Guru can. Krishna told the same thing. Dravasya Muni is so powerful, such a great yogi. He can fly in the sky. He can fly in the material sky. He can fly in the spiritual sky. Such a great yogi. He flew to Vaikuntha. And he said, please, Vishnu, save me, Gorbachev. Vishnu Bachev. Gorbachev. Vishnu Gorbachev. Oh, Vishnu, please save me. Please save me. And then he said, I really can't help you. I can't save you. So if Krishna can't save you, who can? Sri Guru. So Ambarish is Sri Guru. Is he not? What is he teaching? The nine limbs of devotional service? He's teaching all of them. Engage his hands in the service, right? Ambarish is the example. We give one by one examples. Bali Maharaj taught Atmanivedanam, and Preetu taught Archanam, and hearing and chanting. So now, who is teaching all of them? And this is Ambarish. Ambarish is a Grihastha. Can a Grihastha be a guru? Yes. Can a guru be a king? Yes. King Prataparudra is also a guru. So Krishna, he could not save his Durvasa Muni, but Guru saved. Go back to Ambarish. He can save you. So Guru is very forgiving. Krishna's not so, hey, you offended my devotee? I'll not forgive you. You can pray all day. Still, Vishnu won't save you. But you go to the Guru. Oh, Guruji, please save me. Please forgive me. Oh, you nonsense. All right. I forgive you. And then Hari Sari asks Prabhupada, the disciple may do nonsense, or let's say he usually does nonsense, and he may go to the Guru and confess, Guru, I did nonsense. So will the Guru forgive? And he said, oh no, he actually asked, will Krishna forgive? In contact. He said, yes, Krishna will forgive. Okay. And then he said, well, what if the disciple does the same nonsense again and goes to Krishna? Oh, please forgive me. Will Krishna forgive? And then Prabhupada said, yes, Krishna will forgive. Then Hari Sari said, what if the disciple commits the same nonsense and goes a third time? Then Prabhupada said, then he's rascal. Then he's rascal. Then he's not forgiven. He says, Krishna says, get lost, you bogus. So now what? Now you go to Guru. Listen, I struck out with Krishna. I struck out with Krishna. Let me try Guru. So he's telling, remember Guru. Always remember Sri Guru. Who is this Guru? He's Mukunda Preshta. He's very dear. The Guru is very dear to the guy that has the keys to the jail. And all the jailer. You're in jail. If you become friends with the guy, if you become friends with the warden, and he may know the guy that has the keys, then the warden might say, oh, key man, open the gate. So he's Mukunda Preshta. He's very dear to Mukunda, and Krishna gives liberation. So if we're introduced by Guru, and Guru recommends us, then we get liberated. And not until then. So this is how to attain. This is all we want to attain, Krishna Prema. We want to attain steadiness in bhajan. This whole chapter is about prema and non-bhajan to level prema. But at the same time, woven within the context of this chapter are instructions or are shiksha for the ajata rati sadhak, who is not at bhava, but to speak of prema. So we can come quickly to that, to this non-bhajan to level of prema, prema non-bhajan. And experience the sambhog leelas of Radha and Krishna, which are all zipped up. They're all zipped up in these two words of the Maha Mantra, Hare Hare, the last Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And these two words, there's all the sambhog leelas of Krishna are in these two words, Ha Hare, Ha Hare. That's amazing. This was revealed by Radharani to Kamala Mandri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he's saying, and it will be revealed to you also. Will be revealed to us. The Sambhog Leela Prakash Darshan of Radha and Krishna will be revealed by these just two. Hare Hare. This is his promise. This is his sales pitch, so to speak. You buy the product, you try it out and see what happens. This is non-bhajan. This is the progressive path of non-bhajan. Beginning, he takes us from shraddha, and he takes us from shraddha, just like someone may be home. At someone's house, there may be a raging party. This band is playing, and drums are beating, everyone's dancing and in ecstasy. And you know your friend is about 2 kilometers away, and just watching a cricket match on TV. Australia versus, India. And it's so boring, and he's just sitting there like this. And you come and you drag him. Get out from here, you stupid. Just come with me down to GK1. And then you go down there, and then you throw him in the party. He's, wow, what happened? So that's what Bhaktivinoda is trying to do. He's taking us from our lethargy of very little faith in Krishna, which is ashta. This is a pratamyam sadhana, the first level of bhajan, chaito darpana marjana, with Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This level of bhajan, then he's taking us by the hand, and at the end he's throwing us into the leela of Radha and Krishna. The sambhog leela. Jal keli, julen, ras leela, holy. This is all sambhog. Enjoying together. Krishna, gopis, manjari, sakis, even coward boys in the holy leela. Everyone, enjoy. Dance, sing, play, throw colors. Ha ha, holy. You know, there's a good thing, we throw powder at the camera. You know, even TV sometimes they throw. And they wipe the lens off. So this is his offer, that you want to enjoy? Yes. Do you want to enjoy a lot, like sambo, complete enjoyment? Some means like really, like to the hilt, you know, like full on, full bore, you know, go ballistic. Is it ballistic? And enjoy to the max. Sambo means completely, your senses, mind, body, heart, stretched in every possible ecstatic dimension and direction you can imagine. This is Krishna's Sambhog Leela. And how to get there? Simple. All you have to do is say, Hare Hare! Hare Hare! Hare Hare! And they're there. We're in the Bahalasmi Leela, Nitya Leela of the Avirbhava, Radhakund and Shamakund. Avirbhava Titi. So then he goes on to say, this translation from this edition is also interesting. Oh, my mind, undertake neither the sinful activities forbidden in the scriptures or the religious ones recommended by them. Listen, the scriptures are saying, avoid yama niyama, nisheda. Don't do these irreligious things. Do these religious things. And what our Mahajanacharya is telling us? Don't do anything religious. And don't do anything irreligious. Just love Radha and Krishna. Just serve Radha and Krishna. Well, how do I do that? You chant Hare Krishna, and you meditate on their pastimes, and you pray for the mercy. That's it. That is it. The mercy comes from Guru, the mercy comes from Vaishnavas, the mercy comes from the holy name, mercy comes from the Parishas. That's the whole thing. Boss, finish, close the Vedas, psh, job done. Surrender, Nambhajan, meditation, and mercy. And of course, the time factor. That's also an important consideration. This life, if not this life, next life, if not next life, next life. Rather, you should expand your service to Radha and Krishna in Braj. Braj Radha Krishna Prachura Parichara. That's interesting. Prachura Paricharyam Ihatanu. Think of the son of Shachi as a, think of the son of Shachi, Sachinandan Mahaprabhu, as the son of the king of Nandishwar and your spiritual master as Mukunda's beloved servant. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to make it more understandable to the Bengali audience, he has taken all these Sanskrit shlokas, the Praman, Shastra Praman, because the book was published in Bengali, and these Sanskrit verses were written with Bengali script, but they were the Sanskrit. So the Bengali audience that was reading this book, Bhajan Rahasyam, in 1910 when he published it, he put the same verses in his own Bengali. Shruti ukta dharma dharma, vidhi nisheda karma karma, chari bhaja radha krishna pad, Guranga Sri Krishna Jano, Guru Krishna Prishta Mano, Ebhava Tamara Sampad. It's like a very poetic, simple Bengali poetry meter, Kavi Chandas. And then the translation, sometimes there's a slight variation. Give up both religious duties and sinful activities. The rules, the regulations, good and bad works described in the scriptures. And simply worship Radha and Krishna's lotus feet. Know Gauranga to be Krishna, and the Guru to be the most dear to him. Make this attitude your treasure. Very interesting. Make this attitude means sabhav. Attitude means sabhav. Well, he's saying a bhava. Oh, it's treasure means sampad. It's treasure, right? But attitude, what is he got? Well, he's saying, A Bhava Tomara Sampad. So he's translating Bhava as attitude. This feeling, this sentiment, this attitude, this should be our wealth. So this is the statement here. And there's no commentary there. And in this particular edition, there's some commentary which is valuable to hear. And we'd like to read that. Dharma and adharma are defined in the Shrutis and literature pursuant to the Shrutis, such as the Smritis. Every activity a person performs falls into one of these two categories. If people were prohibited from performing dharma and adharma, it would be impossible for them to live a moment more. That's a very interesting idea. Because either we're doing good things or bad things. As Krishna says in Gita, the jiva is always active. Never is the jiva non-active. He's always active. When the body is sleeping, the jiva is not sleeping. And while we're waking, the jiva is moving in the gross body and also the subtle body. But while we're sleeping, then the jiva is moving. It says, oh, this guy is sleeping, the useless guy. The jivatma is thinking, oh, this man is sleeping, his physical body is useless for my purposes. I can't move, I can't go anywhere. Okay, I want to go for a ride here. This car is not working. Like you go to get your car, it doesn't work, then you go and jump in your wife's car. Right? If she has one. So the jiva says, oh, this gross body is not working, he's sleeping again. He just had this breakfast, now he's sleeping. Now he had lunch, now he's sleeping. This brahmachari is always sleeping. So anyway, I want to go for a ride. So the jiva grabs the subtle body, the vehicle of the subtle body, and he goes for a ride. And the jiva cruises, oh yeah, this is fun, you know. Wow, high school. Wow, let's go back to high school. You know, so the jiva is going back to high school in the mind, dreaming, swapna. The jiva is always traveling. We have to be active. The point is we're active. And we're either committing good deeds or bad deeds, which are prohibited. The bad deeds are prohibited in the Shrutis and Smritis, and the good deeds are encouraged. But now Raghunath is saying, and he's saying, if we don't do these things, we cease to exist. And that's the very fact that our Shastras say. If we have no karma, we have no life in this body. Right? This body is sustained and propelled by karma. If there's no prarabdha karma, no aparabdha, there's no karma anymore, there's no reason for this physical body to exist, because this is the body that expresses our karma. At least a momentary expression of a portion of our karma. The prarabdha karma. So therefore, when the karma is finished, the body finishes. And then whatever remaining karma is there generates another body, or whatever new karma we've generated generates another body. Or if we lived an akarmic life, which means shuddha bhakti, pure devotional service, then that extensive life of pure devotional service destroys all the other karma. The linga shuddha and sukshma shuddha become totally purified. Then there's no birth, no rebirth in the land of karma. Karma and avidya. This material world is a platform of ignorance and action. And the spiritual world is a plane of knowledge and play. Leela, drama. Fun and play, fun and games. They have phrases like, oh, fun and, they have fun park, game park, fun park. They have something like this. So there it's like, everybody knows everybody, everybody loves everybody, and everybody plays together. This is a very brief definition of the spiritual world. Nice definition. Everybody knows everybody, everybody loves everybody, and everybody has fun together. This is Vrindavan. Madhumangal knows Chatila. And they have fun together. Indirectly or directly, they contribute to each other's fun, let's put it that way. But the fun is the bottom line. Radhe Radhe. Hare Krishna. So, if people were prohibited, then therefore Raghunath Das Goswami has not prohibited all the activities. He's not saying because if you stop all dharma and adharma and you finish all karma, then your body finishes. He's saying, no, wait a minute. Okay, finish all that. Don't engage in any dharma. Don't engage in any adharma. But still you have a body. So while you're remaining in this body, then use your senses to serve Krishna. Those who are ignorant are meant to... Oh, this is very interesting. Those who are ignorant are meant to perform dharma and auspicious activities. Whereas the learned jivas who have attained knowledge of their spiritual identity are instructed to act on the platform of Atma Rati or Krishna Rati. In other words, they are instructed, as he's telling us in this verse, the instruction to the mind, to perform loving service to Radha Krishna Yugo. The sadhaka should perform all his activities in the mood of service to Bhagavan. And he gives a nice thing about householder devotees, which is most everyone. How should they do this? They should worship deities at home and perform the activities of earning money, maintaining their family members, and protecting their assets and home as services to their Lord, Sri Krishna. One should consider himself a mere servant of the Kula Devata, or Griha Devata. One should consider himself to be a menial servant of the Lord of the house. I am the Lord, this is my house. I am the Lord of this house. Listen! Do you know who bought this house? You are my wife. Wash my feet. The point is that this is a very crucial point, which if any householder in the audience, if any, let's say, man, wife doesn't have so much trouble with this, but if any man in the audience, husband, if he can adopt this one point, then by adopting this one idea and practicing it, that will destroy his whole false ego. Because the false ego, that I am the Purusha, I am the man, I am the controller, I am the boss, I am the protector, I am the wage earner, that will be destroyed when you consider yourself a mere servant of the household deity. And I remember when Gaurakishore, I'll close on this point, when Gaurakishore, he was visited by some newly married couple in Calcutta. And the man had previously been visiting Siddha Baba, Gaurakishore, and he had some friendship with him. And he was very proud of his new wife, his Vadu. Naya Vadu, Vadu means Naya, his Vadu. So he brought his wife to Mayapur, let's say Navadvip, and he met Baba. He said, oh Baba, you know, Krishna sent me a nice wife to serve me and help me now that I'm starting my business and helping me serve my mother and she's so this and that. And he was all excited about his new wife. And so I want your blessings for a successful, happy, peaceful marriage and all the things that never happen in a marriage. You know, the success and the peace and the happiness that we all look forward to. But it doesn't pan out that way, usually. Unless Krishna comes in there somehow or other. Then it becomes successful. Maybe even happy. And time to time, peaceful even. When you both sit down and chant Hare Krishna, when you stop chanting Hare Krishna, then, well, all hell breaks out. You said, no, you said. And everybody said, and that's what happened. So then Baba was listening to this rather foolish statements of this young man. And he said, listen, you want my blessings for all this healthy, happy, peaceful home, life, but you have it all wrong. Your wife is Krishna Dasi. You should think and act that your wife is Krishna Dasi. She belongs to Krishna. She's Krishna's eternal servant. And you are Krishna Das. You are Krishna's eternal servant. And together you should serve your deity in the house. And you should cooperate, he's telling the husband, you should cooperate, you should serve your wife, because she's Krishna Dasi. She's a servant of the deity. You should cooperate and think how to serve my wife and how to help her and assist her in her service to the number one in the house, who is not you, but Krishna. A very huge instruction he gave. And to swallow this bitter pill of submission is very difficult for most men in this world. That I have to become a humble servant of my wife, and together we have to join in the service of Krishna. Hey, listen, I'm going to the court tomorrow morning and I'm filing the papers for divorce. Because they can't take it. So that he's a very nice thing. So this is how the grihasthas can, this is how everyone should feel Gopi Bhakti Upada Kamalyar, Das, 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 and Das. I'm nothing but a humble servant of the Lord. And always remember Gauranga, Guru, Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga, and Radha Krishna Yugo. I remember once someone said, what is it? There's the six G's. Once you remember Guru, Sri Gurudev, Guru Smaran, and then Goswami Smaran, Hai Gosai Kori Charanan Vandyan, Charanan Vandan, Yahoiti Vignash, Abhishta Puran, Sri Guru Smaran, Goswami Smaran, then Giriraj Dharan, Gauranga, then Gandharvika, then Giridhari. The six G's. So this is Bhajan Rahasyam class for today, and tomorrow we continue with verse 4, how to attain steadiness in Bhajan.